guys from the Juke Squad are here. Who's the, who's like the main spokesman? Who can I talk to on the mic over there? Get on that. We get on the mic over there. I don't know anybody's name. What is your name, sir?
Jack Tenney. I would call myself the ringleader of the Juke Squad.
Jack is wearing the most fancy shirt I've ever seen ever. It is a Robin Williams. It is all of Robin Williams' characters on his shirt. He's got a dick pic. He's got a guitar pic with something drawn on it that he calls a dick pic. It's
genius.
Yeah. Also, they gave me a little pot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a necklace with a little pot on it.
Right.
Like a little planter.
I'll be bringing a little pot on the plane today. How do you like that? First of all, tell me about you guys. I'm so intrigued by internet stars because I have a 10-year-old kid. And as you guys probably know, this is the future. I mean, my son doesn't even watch TV. He's constantly on YouTube, which I'm sure you guys love because that translates into cashola for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get started in this? Because you look like you had no chance to start out with. Like, you look like you were definitely not going to college. And I say that in the best way. You guys look like fun surfer potheads.
Yeah. Did you start this before or after you were delivering pizzas?
Long before.
Yeah.
So long before that I didn't have to deliver any pizza.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, well, my dad told me that I either had to become famous or I had to go to college. And
you don't like college.
Yeah, I've been homeschooled my entire life.
Oh, really?
Going to school for the first time would not be fun.
How long have you went, went homeschool from what grade to what grade?
My entire life.
So, and how do you feel that worked out? Like, I always wonder, are you smarter, average, or below average, you think?
I would say...
Than an average, like, high school kid.
Above average.
Yeah, right?
You learn a lot in high school that you will... It just dumbs you down.
And since it's only for you, you could probably just blow through stuff. You probably did third grade stuff in first grade.
Exactly. Well, in school, you have a teacher teaching an entire class.
Right.
When you're homeschooled, it's just you. So
yeah.
You get all of your work done. Like, I could finish an entire day's worth of
And who taught you? Your mother?
My mom.
And is she smart?
Yeah, she's very smart.
Was she a teacher? Did she have any background in teaching at all? No?
Her mom was a teacher her entire life, so...
See, I don't think my mom could pull it off. I think I'd be really dumb if my mom was trying to homeschool me.
I started schooling myself to a certain point. Once I was like 13, I kind of just
know what you have to know.
I had tutorials and tutors online, and I just did it all there.
God, that must be said. That must
be
such a great
life. Living close to the beach too. I had no complaints growing up.
And they have that a lot now too. They have online courses where they have actual live teachers teaching.
Oh yeah,
doing that stuff as well.
That must be awesome. All right, so when did you get the idea to do this stuff?
9 years ago, my two brothers and I were in a cabin playing wall ball, which is where you throw the ball up against the wall, and if you drop it, then you have to go stand up against the wall and get the ball thrown at you.
We used to call that asses up when we were a kid.
Butts up, exactly. Yeah. That's what we played.
All right, and, so...
My brother turns around at the wall right as my second brother is throwing the ball full speed, and it rails him
right in the nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were like, all right. Pretty sure people need to see this video, and we threw it on YouTube, and it got more views in the first day than people that I knew, and that kind of freaked me out.
I mean, you were like,
at the same time, but who else
is nuts can we hurt for our financial gain?
But then we just kind of started skimboarding, skating, surfing, threw a couple of pranks in there. We started realizing that prank videos got, like, we had one prank video get more views than the entire channel.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, we should probably do this a couple more times.
Kids love prank videos,
man.
9 years
later, we haven't stopped.
Good for you. Now, do any of you have any other real jobs besides this?
I think most of us do, actually.
Oh, you do? What do you do?
I purely film and edit videos.
Oh, so then this is it.
This is your gig. What others do. These guys, we're like just now getting to the point where all of us can start being paid for it.
Right. Now, give me, I know this is an invasive question, but give me an idea how much money we're making here.
It really all depends. You know, we could have a really...
Like last year, in 2015, what did you guys pull in for a year?
Somewhere around 100K.
All right, and how old are you?
21 now.
That's pretty good for a 21-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah.
100 grand.
And we've all been going on trips and traveling and just enjoying life to the fullest.
Now, is there... I got to tell you. So has anybody approached you guys? Like who are those the Dude Perfect guys? You know those guys?
Yeah, I know them.
Okay, so my son loves them, but they seem like, to me, that there's... Like, Galvin points out, they're amazingly, they're able to hit a 50-yard... a blind basketball shot on the first take, but none of us are believing that. We're all just assuming they did 50 of them until they got one on tape, and they're like, oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys are hitting each other in the nuts. That's real.
There is no second take for what we do.
No.
You know, if nobody wants to jump on a trampoline full of mousetraps or tasers twice because the first one didn't look good enough.
Oh, by the way, this is how you guys have came to my attention, because my son told me about the taser trampoline, and I made Spanish go out and buy tasers, and we were going to do that in the studio, and I had no idea that you guys were here locally, and then Evander, who works here, told me that he knew you guys, and I said, oh, we got to get them in the studio, because if we're going to steal from them, we might as well steal with them here in the studio.
I brought a taser with me.
Oh,
myself,
good.
So.
We will never have a lack of tasers. Let me see that
awesome.
Thing.
Awesome.
Don't hand it to me like that. Why don't you just hand me a knife by the blade, you son of a bitch?
You got to press the button when you hand it to him.
And so. I got you guys some extra phone chargers, too, if you need.
What is it?
Charge your phones wherever
How do I turn this on? Oh, there we go.
Remember last time.
We may or may not have already filled the studio with these.
Yeah, those are great.
That's great. So now, who has been hit with one of these before?
Everyone here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How bad is it?
You want to do it to me and find out?
No, I kind of like you. I don't like that guy. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm just
get
kidding.
Over here.
I like, how bad is it?
It's not that bad. It's as soon as it hits you, it hurts, and then it's done. It's not like it actually hurts afterwards at all.
See, you guys are no fun because you're all too willing to do it. This guy's like, get me in the gooch. He doesn't care.
I know an old man who doesn't want to be tased.
Who?
Medicine man.
You know I really want to do this, too?
Cab driver Willie.
I didn't say I can't. We have a rule.
So Carmen doesn't want to have this done so much that she got a tattoo right next to her.
On her BH.
Yeah.
So that was a plan. If she got the tattoo on her BH, I could never tase her. So I could threaten her, but I can never do anything.
Can't.
If somebody else knows
that. No.
What? I'm talking about Spanish. I was talking about Spanish.
What happened?
I want to tase you so bad.
I mean,
please
do it. Bad
no.
The first time.
Yeah, everybody says that.
Then you get over it.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm.
Take it like a man.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Come over here.
Do it.
Right in the dick.
easy. All right, come over here. I want to put this on there.
Yeah.
Where do you want it?
Yeah, it's a good spot.
Okay, on your arm?
Don't burden your pretty shirt.
You're going to look at it?
Good. No, what?
You're going to look at it?
I mean...
You ready?
Oh, no!
You're wearing it down. Do it.
I'm not going to tase you, Spanish. I gotcha, that one.
I didn't know you guys had a train on.
Oh, yeah. Ready? Listen. How about that? All right.
We're like giant kids. Damn. These guys growing up.
Listen to me. You guys are the perfect example of when people tell you you can do whatever you want in your life. You can do whatever you love, and there's no reason. I remember, and I hope that there's some kids listening to us at school. When I went to this really good high school where a lot of my friends are really rich stockbrokers and stuff like that, but I never wanted to be that, so I never knew. You can literally do whatever you want, and these guys are total proof of it today. So now we have a full-size trampoline in here set up, and it's got a million mousetraps on it. I know you can see it on Bone TV. I'm showing it on Facebook Live right now. And now I've seen your video of you guys doing this before. Now, what is the process? Somebody usually jumps on it?
Yeah, you can't wear shoes, socks, T-shirt, anything else. Jay, you want to show us how you're going to do this?
You know what would be great?
All the way up, dude. All of it. Come on. Get down in your Spanx.
Now he's got to take his dragon outfit off.
Well, you know, our motto is just have more fun than anybody else all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
As much fun as possible.
Don't do it yet. Let's build it up, because there's so many things we want to do today. I got Medicine Man here. He's hey, seriously, before you jump. No.
Don't get on
the counter. Hop up on the counter. Yeah, there you go.
Take your shirt off, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, goddamn. Why?
Come on. Who's
how
got
dare
some
your
ones?
Nipples survive this? Have you guys ever been in the Making it rain. Have you ever been in a capacity where you don't have much heading above you? You're going to go right through the ceiling tile if you really
pounce. Is that
pounce.
Okay?
Oh, I don't care. All There's right. ceiling tiles. They're about 87
yeah,
cents
you
each.
You have to go from the
So what are you going to do? You're going to dive
well,
straight?
We're going at the same time. We both got to do it.
Oh, you're both going to do it? All right.
Mouse traps for both of us.
I like it. Hey, I'm the boss. I'm never getting hurt. So if you want to do it, that's cool. Yeah. So you get on the counter, too. Oh, this is going to be great. If you're watching on Bone TV, you can see this guy's of the Juke Squad. Now, what is that? What is that that we're plugging on that shirt there? Tell me so we can. What is the band called?
Serenation.
Serenation?
Yeah.
Is there room for two up here?
There you go. Hold on.
Yeah, you can get up there.
That's awesome. All right, so you guys now, these guys are going to jump. There's a full-size trampoline here, and it's covered in mouse traps. And they are both. Are you going to jump together at the same time? This is great because one will force the other one.
Karma's not in here. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
I got minimum.
Are you gonna go backwards?
I was looking for a fluffer, but there's
this is horrible. Your crotch
Rob's
is
there.
Your crotches are right at my eye level. Hey, do me a favor. Pull that mic and pull it all the way up to. You know, put it all the way up so they can talk and I can hear them. All right, now you guys are gonna fall backwards or?
Yeah, we're probably both just
I'm probably
gonna...
going nipples first.
Okay, oh, yeah, good. I like
going nipples first. I'll go back first.
Oh, all right. Man.
All right, this is the.
Yeah, you think about that.
This is the Juke Squad, and you can see them on YouTube. JOQ, Juke Squad. What is it?
JOG.
Oh, G. Yeah. I've been saying it wrong all morning. Yeah. What an idiot.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Juke Squad. That sounds racist. Okay, you guys. Are you ready? You ready? All right, here we go.
I mean, as ready as we'll ever be.
All right, I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1. You ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Send it.
The best is... The initial jump is great, and then all of a sudden they all attack.
Yeah.
They all, let me see, anybody got any attached?
So he had one on his finger.
Oh, these are all over your hair. Your dreads are full of them. Oh, that is great. Oh! He's throwing them at each other now. Oh, that is fun.
I definitely got one on the
You got one on the nads? Yeah. That I'll tell you what, that's a fun time. All right, here's what we need to do is we need to get Medicine Man in here. And now you guys have done the taser trampoline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we do that too?
How many do we have? How many tasers do we have? We have 4 and they brought one too. That's 5. So, yeah, I think we're going to do multiple taser trampolines
awesome.
Today. Because, well, because we'll let you guys show us, and then we'll bring one of our guys in here to do it.
Perfect.
So we'll get it right. And this is going to be so much fun. Because the good thing about Medicine Man is you guys are pros, and he's not used to getting hurt. I guess on this show he is, but it'll be a lot of, what is that? When's the last time you washed that sock?
This is a month-old sock from working.
Oh, good. All right, save that. We'll use that, too, when we come back. What is that?
Taco.
Taco sock? I don't know. They got a taco
and a sock. Don't ask.
When we come back, we got Juke Squad, we've got taco socks, we've got stun guns, and we have Medicine Man. Are you familiar with these guys? Probably not, because you probably don't have internet capabilities.
I've probably seen you walking around at some concert or something.
Did you hear that? Spanish almost killed himself. Spanish almost crapped his pants. He's trying to zip tie the tasers so that they stay on for this next... oh, man. All right. Medicine Man, are you nervous about today?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things up for grabs. There's Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. I know there's tickets that you want, right?
Yeah.
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 How's your hair doing? Oh, that trampoline's just on its last.
I had an accident Sunday, too.
What do you mean? Get on the microphone. Like you went in your pants?
No, I had an accident. I had a seat frame on my bike broke, and I
Oh, did it go right in your butt?
Yeah, and more like land on my butt and sprained my right foot.
Oh, my God. I don't care.
And I was like showing Don Ferriero my defected project I bought in today.
Hey, tell the Juke Squad guys, what is that metal that you collect?
I think it's copper, aluminum, and steel.
What's the middle one? Copper what?
Aluminum.
Almost. Try it again.
Aluminum.
Aluminum. Or aluminum.
Aluminum.
Say it right.
Aluminum.
You He's getting better, though.
Aluminum.
By the way, I love how his head says 90s rocker, and his torso says retired grandpa.
the pullover. Look at this. Look at these people that get at my age.
By the way.
They're like, you know, listen, you surprise a...
No, I'm saying you know, what you're wearing, dummy.
You're slim, you're a little bit... you're getting a weight on your 30s.
By the way, Duke's Clyde.
Fat and
this is you guys in 50 years if you're not successful.
Yeah.
This is what happens. All right, now, these guys are superstars, and they did a bunch of... Remember, you went through mousetraps for me one time.
Yeah, mousetraps I did.
Yeah, and they put all on the trampoline, and then they jumped on the trampoline. We're going to do an even more fun thing with you today.
What?
Are you ready?
What is it?
Oh, I'll tell you. You're going to jump on the trampoline. No mousetraps, though, okay?
No tasers.
Tasers.
I can't handle the tasers.
You can. Everybody can handle it. Watch. The Duke Squad guys will tase each other. You want to see it?
No, I can't handle the tasers being hit with a taser.
You can.
I got some medical issues.
What do you have?
I got a mitral valve heart thing in my heart.
What?
And I might screw it up, you know?
No, you're fine. Watch. This guy will tase the other guy.
I'm calling my doctor.
Did it hurt? He's fine.
Oh.
Yeah, they're fine. That's fine.
Yeah, all right.
When do you guys tase Medicine Man? Oh. Try it, Medicine Man. See, when do you guys tase Medicine Man?
Don't curse.
Just quick, like those guys just did.
He's gonna snap.
He's gonna stab me.
No, nothing even happened. He barely touched you. Well, this is good. This is good. All right, here we're gonna do. Let's lay him on the trampoline. Let's get the this is where the fun comes in. Why does everybody pick on the one black guy?
Hey man, I'm biracial.
I'm sorry, your mic was on. You said you were bisexual? I'm just kidding. All right, let's get the tasers down on the so do we have to turn them all on?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do it. It's gonna be loud in here. Medicine Man's put them on the trampoline, and Medicine Man's going to jump on the trampoline. Medicine Man, you got to get up on the...
Oh, my God.
They're chasing each other around with them. Hey, guys, I give you full permission to hit Spanish or Joey with the camera. Yeah, do whatever you got to do. Spanish runs. Medicine Man, get up on the counter over here.
I got doomies, bro. Don't mess with me.
Medicine Man, get up on the counter over here like these guys did. Oh, my God, it's going
to
be so loud.
No.
I feel like I should be wearing protective glasses for this.
Where am I?
Medicine Man, where are you? Get up on the counter. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Galvin, you're in the Shamu splash zone.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, Medicine Man, hop up on the counter.
There's just too much going on here.
Oh, yeah. No other hop is the
Just sit right where you are. Just sit right where you are. All right, or stand. Whatever you want to do. All right, so these guys are gonna place the tasers on in the on position, and then on the trampoline. If you're ready to go, Spanish, just lay them down. Oh, there's one.
Oh man.
There's two, three. Oh, that one in the middle is off. All right, Medicine Man, take a header right in the trampoline.
Four.
Go.
Go. Do it. Do it. No,
that's not.
What? Hold on. Turn them on again. Turn them on. Medicine Man. Oh, you got to do it. One of you guys want to show them how to do it the right way?
Ed.
These guys are so, they're so hardcore. They're voluntarily taking their shirts off for this.
All right.
They're resetting the tasers, and they're going to place them on the trampoline. By the way, these are guitar picks that they're talking about around their neck. Just want to point that out. All right, there we go. Fire them up again.
All right.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Oh, look at that. And this poor guy, Black Lives Matter. Here we go. He's jumping up and down, and they're shooting it.
Oh, he's chasing him underneath.
He's jumping up on the he's jumping up and down, and they're jumping up and landing on it. All right, that was good. Oh. Shut them off. They're so menacing sounding.
By the way, I'm over here with my little tablet in case one.
All right, Medicine Man, come over here. You guys want a Taco Sock Medicine Man?
I think I got
your
what?
Feet, like,
medicine Man gets
yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Medicine Man, come over here. Since you didn't do the tasers, come over here.
By the way, isn't he Surfer Walter Goggins?
Yes.
Totally.
Medicine Man, come over here. No more tasers, right? Because you don't like the tasers. So these guys brought something new for you.
Let me tell you, I worked long and hard for 2.5 weeks.
Get on the mic there.
It's been through hell.
Looks like it's been at your house. Get this guy a mic.
Occasionally I get athlete foot, so.
Stand by. We got a mic over there for you.
We're getting you a mic, Jay.
Now, Jay, when did you get that taco?
3 days ago.
Oh, okay, good.
I made sure it's a good taco.
Okay.
That looks like a sock from hell.
We're not coming here with any weak tacos.
That's right. Jay from the Juke Squad brought a 3-day-old taco and a week or a month-old sock.
Yes, I worked with high-pressure washing, making this sock for 2.5 weeks.
Listen to these guys. It does smell terrible. I went to go to the bathroom during the break.
Truthfully, there's a lot of taco essence in there, man. No, you don't. Yeah. I'm not going to eat it. It
you're
like-
going to get the full treatment, friend.
There's a lot of taco essence in there. All right, here we go. Now, Medicine Man?
Yeah.
You want to move that mic a little bit?
What's on my neck?
That's just a necklace. You like jewelry.
A dick pick?
Yeah, it's a guitar pick. All right, here we
Richard
go.
Richard Nixon on it.
Yep.
I still have a campaign bond that says they can't lick out dick.
All right, be quiet.
All right, nobody cares.
Can you see the taco in the sock?
Taco in the sock.
Do we have a good visual of how nasty the sock is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Take a big whiff of that one, Jay.
Medicine Man, you want to smell it first? Oh, I gotta lick the sock. Medicine Man, do you see the taco in the sock? All right, here we go.
I just want to give you a hug before I do this.
No one's ever hugged him voluntarily, ever. Do me a favor, pull that mic forward. Just push it down a little bit so I can see. Just push it. Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. Don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure it's not your broker telling you to sell.
My brother calling me up from North Carolina.
All right, here we go.
Don't go for the
3-day-old taco.
No power up there.
And a 3-week-old sock. Down. Medicine Man about to get taco socked by the Juke Squad. Here we go.
All right. Okay. Mike, you want to count it down?
3, 2.
No, come on.
No,
your hand.
Medicine Man. 3. You can't flinch. You can't flinch. Here we go. Taco sock to the face.
We are about to become one, Medicine Man. 3, 2.
Oh, you missed. You missed. Wait, you didn't get it. Good. Go back over. That was a lie. We got to move the mic. Do we have two? Because I'd love to.
They're sabotaging each other.
It smells like.
It smells like an old joke. All right,
so here's my question: who's eating the taco now?
Eat the taco.
No,
raccoon eats the taco.
Yes, raccoon.
I gotta wait.
Raccoons eat out of the trash.
I gotta wait to decide. Where are those tasers at?
Yeah, all day in the garbage.
Wait a second. I got a better way to decide. Where are the tasers? Spanish, go over to the tasers. Where? Now listen to me, Spanish. Get Jay and the raccoon. Get the raccoon over there. No, give them tasers. Bring them over there. Now look at me. You're gonna taser them, and whoever can take it the longest, the other guy has to. The other guy has to eat the taco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you one at a time? One at a time. We'll count Mississippi's. Who wants to go first?
Count Mississippi.
As soon as you flinch away, you're out.
It's insta flinch, man.
You gotta man up.
I've been tasing the butt multiple times. I did the rat traps. coon has. Ow!
There's no safe room in this place. All right, here we go. Who wants to go first, Jay or the coon?
I want to see what I'm up against.
All right, coon first. You want to feel it first, or you want to just go for it? Yeah, bear arm. Coon arm, not bear arm, not coon arm. By the way, he's dressed as a raccoon.
You want me to lock my shoulder? Should I turn it on and then press it against? Or
do you want to feel it? Do you want a little feel first, or you just want to go? All right, hold on, hold on.
Just hold it on. Hold it on until I punch you.
Yeah, you gotta turn it on. Turn it on and then do it.
Lift that sleeve up, man.
Am I allowed to push you?
Like, no. As soon as you move, you're out. So if it's only 1 second, all Jay's got to do is last 2 seconds. Ready, Spanish? Go. One. Oh, I did one. He got a 0.5 count.
He had sleeve coverage, man.
He had sleeve coverage, and you only have to go to 1 second. That's all you have to do is go to 1 second to beat him. 1.2 seconds. All right, you want to try again?
Do-overs in this.
Well, I asked him if he wanted to try. All right, here we go. Roll your sleeve all the way up. Spanish? Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Go ahead, Spanish.
Dude, I might as well just eat the taco.
No, we weren't. Here we go. One, two. Oh, full two. Yeah. You're the guy that pulls the hooks out when the cops shoot you.
My teeth.
Jay, you can do this. You only have to go 3 seconds. Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, this is Jay. These are the Juke Squad guys. Spanish, to be fair, lower that microphone a little bit just so I can... No, just lower it so I can get out of the camera view. There you go. Perfect. All right, Jay, 3 seconds. That's all you have to do.
3 seconds? Well,
yeah, because he did two. You have to beat him. No, do it. Do it. Take it like a man. Take it like a man.
Horrible.
Spanish, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Come on,
Spanish loves this on him. One. You're eating the taco. You are eating the taco. He did get two tries. You want to try again?
Smell my kick.
Don't move. You got this.
Hold it. You can do this.
No help, bro.
What do you mean? Hey, my team wants to be there for me, man.
All right, Spanish. One, two, three, four. Oh! He doubled it. He doubled it. Yeah.
Eat the taco.
Is the coon saying he can go five?
No, dude.
I don't. You haven't. Society has spoken.
I said whoever lasted, he eats the taco.
No, well, you went twice, bro. I went bare.
You went twice, too.
I went twice barrel.
Oh, I don't know whether you know or not. Rules change a lot on this show.
Let's be democratic about it. Who wants to see a taser off? Raise your hand. Oh! You have to go 5 seconds, though. All right, Spanish, you ready?
Dude, you better make sure you press good. Don't put it right on him. Let it sizzle, okay?
Let it sizzle. All right, here we go. All right, he's got to
keep it like lightly to the skin because that's when it really hurts.
All right, Spanish, you got it? You know the rules?
Do you see this?
Oh, I see it. You're a man.
Oh, no.
My whole arm is like.
These guys are the best. All right, Spanish. Coon, you ready?
Dude, if I take one to the gooch, I call it Trump.
Ready?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
It's
eight,
not doing anything.
Nine.
I don't think it's.
Oh, it was. He's burned. He's burned.
It doesn't do anything until you pull away.
Oh, dude, I'm sweating.
The voltage just goes straight in.
How many seconds did he get?
That was 7.
10? That was 10. That was a solid 10. That was a solid 10.
11's my favorite number.
Oh!
Oh, these guys are great.
Oh, dude, you're hilarious.
All right, Spanish. Where's my...
Right on.
Where's Roast
right
McGhost? Roast McGhost. He stepped out. I need my team support for this.
You got
the bisexual guy on you.
I didn't get any support. What the hell?
Spanish? 11's his favorite number.
You got
I am a tiger.
Back to the gooch.
This is hilarious. You ready, Jay? You ready? 11 seconds.
I would have just ate the taco right
now. Taco for sure. 11 seconds.
That taco's 3 days old and it's been in my sock. I'm not eating.
The guy who wears the sock.
That is Taco Hell.
Here we go. Here we go. 11 seconds.
You want a different spot?
Ready?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
Wait a second.
I was 14.
He's pouring me kisses.
What'd you get?
14. There's no way you're gonna outdo him. You gotta eat that. You gotta eat it. He gave one shot to outdo it. Now he's gotta
eat the taco.
Raccoon's gotta eat the taco.
Man.
Do you
wanna
unroll it?
No, you got it.
You wanna feed it to him?
Yeah.
I think he should have to imitate a raccoon finding it in the trash.
Yeah. Come in with your little hands, with your little thumbs.
Who's eating it?
This is a 3-day old taco that has been in a disgusting sock. Oh, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
You can't take it out this sock, bro.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
Look, everybody's throwing up in here already. Run for the border, Coon. Run for the border. Here we go. Here we go.
Hey, you gotta come out in front of the trampoline and eat it like a raccoon.
No, come on, it's only a 4-hour show. Let's go, for the love of God.
Yeah, hey, eat it.
All right, here you go. Here's Coon eating it, eating the taco. This taco is 3 days old, and it's been housed in that sock. By the way, there's a lot of people on Facebook that are saying that the taser doesn't work if it's held up against the skin. I beg to differ by the burning smell and scars that they have on their arms. Yeah.
You seen the?
Yeah, I saw it. Thank you.
I had a taser, man.
All right, you ready? Taco.
Taco.
I can't watch it.
No.
I have no idea what's going on. I can no longer watch it. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Appropriate music.
Taco, tacos.
Listen to me. These guys are called the Juke Squad, and they are a whole hell of a lot of fun. What's wrong? Get on the mic.
It is the dirty socks that binds us.
Yes.
Honestly, that taco.
Eat the whole sock.
How bad was the taco?
Cooch off, taser off.
Dude, I could. I don't even know what I was tasting. Honestly.
It was foot. I think is what you were tasting.
That was athlete's foot.
Yeah. I have to tell you guys are way more fun than I even expected. Grab the mic. Tell me what you got. What are you working on next? What should everybody look for?
Well, we're going to stack 8 trampolines on top of each other out in the middle of the ocean and then stay on them for 24 hours.
Oh, my. I've seen you do the stack in the ocean. That is pretty badass.
We got to catch our food and get our water while we're out there, and we can't leave the trampoline for 24 hours or we lose.
That is hilarious. I have a question for you. We could obviously talk about this off the air, but at the end of the year, we're going to have a big Christmas party for the listeners, and we need to get you guys involved to come out and do some live stuff with us, because I think that'll be hilarious.
Of course. What about the Celtic Cruise?
You got a whole year.
We just came back.
Yeah. Plus, I have a feeling you're going to break some sort of maritime rules.
I think these guys would enjoy the eggnog out.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I already did an eggnog drinking competition.
No.
This is totally different.
So we give you goggles like you'd wear in the ocean.
We fill them with eggnog, and then you have you get to fight because you can't see anything.
Oh, sounds like cheese sandwich.
Eggnog out, yeah.
We're fighting, me and him.
Okay. Yeah.
He's like a professional boxer. That's okay.
Is he really?
Yeah.
But when he's blind.
When he's wearing a tie.
I'll fight Mike Tyson if he can't see.
I boxed for like 5 years. I'm not forgetting the taco sock. That's your number, bro. We're doing it.
These guys are Juke Squad. Now, you guys are not on Twitter, are you? Because I couldn't find you. You are? Okay. All right, Juke Squad on Twitter. They're on YouTube.
It's with a G.
Yeah, J-O-O-G. That's right. I'm probably looking at the wrong thing. and the band is called Serenation. Oh, when are we gonna play? When are we gonna play together?
When are we gonna play?
Yeah, let's do a gig
next
together.
Time you name the date, dude. I'm there.
We're playing at Caddy's Friday night.
I would love to play with you.
Come on down and jam with us. As you sing, we'll tase your gooch while you're singing.
Man, thank you so much for having
us. Dude, thank you for getting up early, for bringing a trampoline. There you go. Give it up for the Juke Squad.
Very nice.
What, anything else we want to plug for you guys? I want to just make sure everybody goes and find your website. Honestly, they're a lot of fun to have in the studio today, but their videos are great, and they really do some amazing stuff with the trampoline. So you got to go watch it and check it out. Your kids probably know who they are already if you don't. So where does one get a Robin Williams shirt like that?
Oh, this is rayjohn.com.
That is hilarious.
But hey, never grow up and never stop having as much fun as possible. That's what we live by, right?
Yeah,
now.
Medicine Man, you just got old. That happened. You broke the first rule.
But my spirit is young.
Yeah, not really. Why don't you join the Juke Squad?
I'll be drinking some beer tonight at the Corn Concert.
Why don't you be in the Juke Squad? You could be like their old mascot.
Come join us.
You can take my place.
You could be on the Jerk Squad. Yeah.
Be my spirit animal.
You like
that?
I'll be your spirit animal. That's adorable. You've never got this many hugs ever. No one, everybody usually grossed out by you. These guys love you.
It happens everywhere.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.